Now, Saturday mornings, for my entire life, basically, have had involvement with the Could Have Been Champions, an iconic group of men who have done a great job entertaining us for 40 years, if you don't mind, and they're celebrating that anniversary this year with a new book that's out as well. Ian Cover has been there front and centre, watching it all unfold and contributing to the madness along the way, and he joins us on The Breakfast Club. Cove, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Half, and hello to Whitey as well, somewhere there in the ether.
Yeah, he's in the ether. 40 years, Cove, of the Could Have Been. So, these things I know sort of sneak up on you, but when I'm sure you've had a chance to reflect on how it's all unfolded and got to this point. Can you believe the journey you've been on with this group of mates?
Absolutely not. And it's funny, you know, along the way we haven't really sat down much and analysed it or reflected on it. And it's only in sitting down to do the book to mark the 40th season that you do start to think about the journey. And sometimes, you know, people say, oh, it's a long time, 40 years. And then on other occasions, it just feels like one big long year. and it's still going. And while you're talking milestones, it was 33 years ago this week, in fact, yesterday, that I first set foot in the studio and behind the microphone at the old 3UZ, doing breakfast with John Blackman. There you go.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yesterday?
Yeah, 33 years ago. In fact, the Could Have Beens appeared at the halftime of the 1987 Grand Final, and then I had to, you know, there's quite a milestone in our careers we've been at on the MCG. You know, we're only in our seventh season at that stage, and we've done the halftime entertainment. And then I had to go to bed early then the next day because I had to be up to go to radio, breakfast radio on the Monday morning.
Magnificent. Hey, Cove, where did it all start? How did it come together, this group of sports lovers?
Yeah, well, look, it started with Jeff Richardson and Simon Whelan. They were uni mates. They were in a band which was called the Man-Sized Saladas. Which I think that was the name and the band sort of sum it all up, really, and where they went. But they used to go to the footy together, and they just had this idea about doing a program which, you know, gave voice to the fans, and they put the idea to management at Triple R, and they got a spot, and then it all grew from there. And I didn't know them, but a mate who was involved got on to me because I was writing the football in the Geelong Advertiser at the time, and I came on the phone as the provincial spy. and I spoke to them all year on the line. I've not even met them. I thought, grand final day, I might go up to Melbourne and meet them. So I went up to the Triple R studios, and at 9:10 on a Saturday morning, I was greeted by a bloke wearing overalls and holding a long neck of Melbourne bitter. And he said, "G'day." He said, "I'm Ron Main. I do the VFAs." And I said, "Of course you do."
Hey, Covey, over the years, what's the one thing that you're most proud of what you've been able to achieve with the Could Have Been Champions? You said 40 years. What's the one thing that sort of stands out?
Probably getting on to talk to you this morning, Whitey. You
know? I would have thought that's on the podium.
Yeah, that's on the podium. Look, I think it's just the fact that that we've endured for 40 years. But that's probably in some ways, or largely credit to the game itself, and not just AFL football, but the entire football universe. Like, we've always, you know, like to talk to people up the bush. We're champion women's football. And then there's all the people that are fans, not only of us, but of football. And maybe that's the thing that gives you some sense of pride, that the objective of giving the fans voice and something to relate to has worked.
Is that the secret to your success, the relatability, the fact that you do genuinely connect with the community when it comes to what footy fans actually feel and think?
Yeah. Look, I've always said, there's one thing we have reflected on along the way. I've always said that there are lots of groups of people like us who either, you know, stand around, well, once upon a time they stood around the tea urn, they now stand around the water cooler at work. And once upon a time, they gathered in front bars of hotels, and now they sit around coffee shops. But but there's groups. And then they also used to, when you had standing around the football, you'd stand with a group of people on a Saturday at the footy, and there were people you probably didn't even see during the week, but they were always in the same spot on the Saturday, and you talked to each other about the footy and crack gags, and you know, and I've said I've always felt we've been like that. The only difference is we've had access to microphones. And that's probably what people relate to.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. I reckon your reach of not just the AFL and the high level and the VFL even, but it's footy and the whole footy community. And you are able to touch that community, which I think is absolutely one of the secrets for you, Covey. I'll never forget Torchy's talkback on Grand Final Day 1990 when Digger was in the back of the ambulance. Yeah. Like, at moments like that, that I'm sure everyone out there listening has got a favourite moment of what's been. That's certainly one for me. Are there any moments that stand out for you of what you've been able to pull off on air and you thought that was magic?
Well, that certainly was. You're quite right about that. Now, that's 30 years ago and people still talk about it. And you had no idea that they still would be talked about in 30 years, let alone us being on. That's a good question. I tell you what, we used to do a Sunday night program as well, which we did on the docks down in Hobart, at the end of the Sydney Hobart yacht race. And that stands out because just in this the last week, that at the time in 1993, Victoria were playing Tasmania in a Sheffield Shield match. And Dean Jones had been dropped from the Australian team, was playing for Victoria. And Steve Waugh went into the number three spot, and up in Sydney, he made 100 batting at number three. I think Whitey, an even 100 in a New Year test. Against the West Indies. So Tony Leonard and I went out to Belle Reeve and saw Dino and said, "Hey, come on the radio tonight. We're down at the docks." So we're doing this OB. There's 4,000 people gathered around to watch an OB on radio. Gives you an idea of the lack of entertainment in Hobart. But suddenly this is a big deal. So Dino comes on, which is fantastic of him. He's been dropped out of the Australian team, but he comes down, there's 4,000 there, and Tony opens up with, "Oh, that Steve Waugh seems like a good bloke. How's he going?" "Hey, mate, tell us about his 100 today, you know." And Dino was fantastic. You know, cop that played along showed what a fantastic fella he was. So people thought, you know, Dino was all one-way traffic, but he could actually laugh at himself. And that's one thing we pulled off, Harf. We managed to get him to turn up after play and then also be part of that occasion. I'll never forget that, especially that was highlighted to me just in the last week since Dino's very untimely passing.
I think everyone, Covey, has a favourite character that either you do or one of the others do. Who's your favourite
what do you mean to do, Adam? They're all real.
What do you mean, Adam?
What do you mean?
Took me a lot.
You know what?
Unfortunately, I went behind the curtain and saw what it was actually like, what you were doing.
Yeah, but you signed a confidentiality document, I remember.
A non-disclosure,
exactly. Oh, look, Digger's always been a favourite, and Digger disappeared for 16 years, but he's back this year. He claimed he wouldn't come on and talk for Torch because he preferred Tony. But anyway, he said, "I know you, Torch. You played 7 games for South Melbourne and you were rubbish." These days, Pearl from the Peninsula has become very popular. Everyone loves Pearl. I certainly, Stan the statistician strikes a chord with me because I think, there's a little bit of Stan in all of us when it comes to the stats, especially the obscure ones.
Yes.
And hasn't that become an industry?
Yes. Ahead of your time, Stan.
Tony. Is that young white? You need more discipline, young white. I've seen your work for a number of years.
And did Sam the sub the book?
Yes, he gets acknowledgement inside the front cover. It's probably the greatest bit of work Sam's done, where he's been able to be involved in a book that runs for 224 pages, and very few of them are about Collingwood. Sam is one of those old-time subs who lives by the maxim that, you know, anything about Collingwood's good for sale.
You know? It's a fair point.
The position of outside football has, because there's a buy, it's one of those papers that you sort of has the front page, you flip it over the back and it starts again from the back page, you know, like a front page again. So the front page is great grand finals, 1990, and then you flip over the back, more great grand finals, 2010.
Outside football is one of the great publications. Don't you worry about that. Off the SMS, I think this sums up what the could have been to footballers across the nation for 40 years, Cove. Back in the 80s, this is off the SMS, back in the 80s when I played local football, in between punching on with a full back, we would talk about how funny the could have been champions were earlier that morning. And I reckon that pretty much sums up your impact on the general community, Australian sporting community, certainly football community, for 40 years. What's the book called, Cove?
It's called 40 Footy Season. And if you want to get one, just go to couldhavebeens.com.au. That's couldhavebeens.com.au. Sort of BJ the DJ just sneaking in there. BJ's hoping, because he's now working on Midnight to Dawn on a Gold Coast radio station, he's hoping he might get the job doing the announcements of the grand final, because Craig
of course
doesn't do them anymore, you know.
Of so, course, yes.
Welcome
local
to
talent.
BBA. that's the Gabba, BJ. Well, you've got the WACA ground over there in Perth. This is the GABA here in Brisbane. After all, you, Joe Hansen, speaking, my friends call me BJ the DJ.
Yeah. Well, local talent is what the AFL are after with their pre-match entertainment. They're not paying anyone, of course, but they're after it.
Nothing's changed. When we appeared at halftime in 1987, we didn't get paid either. So that's nothing's changed. Although Meatloaf might have ruined it for everyone. were you at Hawthorn when Dermot was still playing?
No, I was there the year he came back to do a pre-season before he went to the Magpies.
Oh, okay. I
missed him.
Well, he's one of our favourites. I was just going to say, you know, there's a bloke that we sang about, called him a hood, and he loved it. You know?
I remember singing that song in the boundary line of Victoria Park, following the Magpies as a young man, when he was in the pocket kicking and having a shot for goal in front of me on the fence underneath the scoreboard. That was where we stood, and I sang that song on the back of listening to you guys in that morning, I reckon.
That's another one that's entered the lexicon. There was a day, remember the big Victoria versus South Australia State of Origin in 89,
yep.
And 92,000 people there. And Dermot was on the bench, and we happened to go down to the ground. We're sitting about two rows back from the fence and behind the interchange bench. Dermot's gone out at quarter time. He's coming back towards the bench, and he spots us in the crowd, and he sees Champs, and he goes, "Hey, Guru Bob, he's got a pace. He's gone, Guru Bob. We've got loose men running wild out here," some Guru Bob saying, you know. And we think, this bloke's supposed to be playing for Victoria, and he's yelling out over the fence, the bloke's in the crowd. It's like you're at the footy up the bush, you know.
Well, as you well know, there's not too many Dermot Brereton's going around. It's one and only, the Derminator.
If Jay gets onto this, he was going to be in trouble. that actually is one of the highlights of, specifically with EJ, but also we're just, as I say, blokes from the outer, and we end up then actually meeting these people and doing stuff with them, we recorded the Victorian theme song for Ted came to us in early 90s and said, when I was in the Victorian team, he said, we used to sing this song, and it was a combination of the North Melbourne and South Melbourne song, you know. And he said, we've got to get it back. So get your bloke with the guitar and get him to record it for me. So we went to a recording studio in Richmond. This is in the book, this story. We went to a recording studio, and we're in there with Greg, and we're recording away, doing the song, out, they come out, they come to play. And Ted turns up about 4 o'clock in the afternoon to check on proceedings. And he'd been to lunch, of course, and he got in about 4 o'clock. And you put the headphones on to sing along with yourself, so then you do it again, so four voices become eight, become 12, etc.
Yep.
So it sounds like a whole bunch of players singing along. Well, EJ puts the headphones on and he shuts his eyes, and suddenly he's transported back into the room, you know, back in the 50s. And we get to the end of the line, it's out, they come to play. And he goes, hey! Hey! And Tams is a stickler in the studio. If he doesn't like all that sort of, you've got to stick to the song and where it goes. And I'm thinking, whatever you do, don't say to Ted, hey, would you mind stopping giving the A? And it stayed in. And that's a memory after we actually did pre-match in 95 when poor Ted went round in the car.
Yep.
Which was probably the most emotional day I've had at the football. And then after the game when Victoria had spifflicated South Australia, they played that song over the PA at the MCG. And they're coming round the G, you heard, out they come to play. Hey!
Hey! Hey! Well, plenty of great stories, plenty of great memories. You can track it all down. 40 footy seasons, celebrating 40 years of the Could Have Been Champions. Could Have Beens.com.au. Cove, it's always a pleasure to catch up. We appreciate your time. Hope you're in good health. Look forward to chatting soon.
Look, thanks for your time and thank you for your support and congratulations on the race.